Hey there, this is Steve Horsman with Good Guys to Great Men. Thanks for tuning in today and Happy New Year. It's 2018. It's January 2018 and I'm in Colorado here in a Hawaiian shirt sitting on my porch. It's a pretty mild winter, but I refuse to give up the Hawaiian mindset. I was with my girlfriend in Maui for almost 2 weeks in December and I wanted to get this mindset, this calmer, more relaxed mindset, just being more in flow. And so I think it worked. I got a lot more work to do, but I refuse to let go of the Maui state of mind, which is this shirt that I'm wearing and the shorts that I'm wearing. The Maui state of mind, it's a way to remind me to slow down and to get centered and to calm down and relax. Sometimes I can talk too fast. So in this video, I'm going to try to slow it down a little bit. I mentioned my girlfriend. Yeah, I have a girlfriend. Over 5 years now we've been together. And I decided to make this video about girlfriends because a lot lately I've been hearing from guys who are getting or thinking about having girlfriends, and it could be a real problem. They're falling into some traps. So I wanted to tell you three ways to know that you're not ready for a girlfriend in this video. Way number one, you're still married. You're still married and you're thinking that there's a chance that it might work out or that you're working on your marriage. But yet you have a girlfriend. You have a girlfriend you sexed with, or you go out with and have sex with, or you talk to at lunch and you're flirting like crazy because you're trying to find some sense of confidence, some sense of value or worthiness. And I want to tell you that if you actually think that your marriage has a chance or your relationship that you're in has a chance, getting a girlfriend is not the answer. What it does is distract you from building up the skills of becoming a confident, strong, courageous, self-reliant man who knows how to end a relationship the right way if he wants to. You don't just start talking to other women because the woman you're with isn't working out. That's a sign that you're looking for some kind of validation and strength outside of yourself. So, first clue is that you're not ready for a girlfriend, you're still married, and you still think there might be a chance of fixing your marriage. A girlfriend is not going to help that. Way number two, your girlfriend, you have a girlfriend, and she makes you feel strong, she makes you feel confident, she makes you feel brave, and she makes you feel happy. This whole makes me feel mindset, the mindset that a woman can make you feel something that isn't inside of you. You've heard me talk about this before. Yes. A woman can, in relationship with you, in a healthy relationship, cause you to feel feelings of connectedness and affection and appreciation and love and sex and intimacy. Of course, yes, those are the feelings we all want. But if you have a girlfriend, because that's how she makes you feel, that you can't feel happy, strong, courageous, or confident without her, that she somehow completes you and you can't be apart from her because she fills up all your buckets. And when you're alone, you feel empty. That's a surefire sign you're not ready for a girlfriend. Feeling strong, brave, confident, and courageous, or strong, brave, confident, and courageous, feeling that way is a requirement in your relationship, in your marriage, if that's where you are. You want to feel those things when you're alone. You want to feel those things with your kids, with your friends, with the men you hang out with. You don't want to feel it only with another woman. So number two sign that you're not ready for a girlfriend is that you are preoccupied with the idea that this woman somehow completes you and makes you feel strong, confident, and courageous. Number three is that you like the idea of a plan B. You get this quiet kind of reassurance that there is a plan B, that there is a backup plan, that you have a safety net, and that makes you feel emotionally safe. The idea that you have a backup plan, that if you're in a bad relationship now, that you can start being brave and cocky and start pushing the edges with your girlfriend or your wife because you have a plan B. Again, much like number one, if you have your eye on another ball, there's no way the ball you're working on now can be fixed. And if you're a man working on trying to become more self-reliant, more confident, more outcome independent, more courageous and happy in yourself without somebody else making you feel that way, a plan B is a sure sign that you don't feel those things yet. Do you see the pattern here? So the secret here is to know that you have to become whole first. You know you're not ready for a girlfriend if you feel like a girlfriend is the answer to things that you feel that you're missing inside yourself: confidence, courage, happiness. Those things don't come from another woman. They don't come from a girlfriend. And you have to make sure that you have them inside yourself. When I got with my girlfriend 5 years ago, I had to ask myself those same questions. Am I doing this for the right reasons? And it was a tough question. And so that's what I want for you. I want you to know that as you're moving on and trying to fix your marriage or into a new relationship, that you're not relying on these people, these women, to give you that sense of value, importance, significance, confidence, courage, happiness. They come from inside you. You know that.